Welcome, welcome, welcome to the show. This is My Gospel Soul Reloaded. Listen, this is My Gospel, actually My Gospel Soul Magazine. This is our first show. I want to make sure everybody gets in a quiet place so we don't get any feedback on our new show. I want to take this time out to introduce our host, okay? We're starting this year, 2020, off with some awesome hosts. I'm talking about they are the craziest, the funniest. We're not serious at all. We're not going to play that game with you. We're not serious at all. We have LB. LB, are you in the building?
LB is here.
All right, all right. LB is a return. What is it? He's a return to the show. He's that person that has, he's a veteran, let's say that. And he's back to grace us with his hard-hitting topics and all that good stuff. All right. All right. Fitness Ray, are you in the building?
Hey, 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 what's up? Fitness Ray is in the building. What's going on?
Now, I'm going to tell y'all something about Fitness Ray. Fitness Ray gets on my nerves, but he, I'm going to have to get him on the air with Loretta. I'm going to put Loretta on the air with him sometime. All right. In a few minutes, I'm going to give each one of our new hosts the opportunity to just say a little bit about themselves. But I got to listen, I'm just prolonging the time so I could go ahead and let Mary B get ready to just give her a little, give her a shout out. Mary B, are you
here? I'm here.
Now, Mary B going to be in, y'all, with hard-hitting topics. Mary B is just, she's just going to just let us have it. Whatever it is that come up in the blogs or whatever, you know, we just going to, you know, get some topics going. But we want to make sure that everybody knows that this is My Gospel Soul, but it's My Gospel Soul Magazine. So it's reloaded, okay? You want to hear gospel, you want to hear the word, then you need to catch My Gospel Soul on Wednesday. You want to hear some music, you need to catch My Gospel Soul on Monday. But tonight, we're going to be talking about whatever we want to talk about, all right? So let's start off with Fitness Ray. Ray, tell us about you, you know, where you're from, what's up?
Oh, yeah, man, I'm Fitness Ray. You know, I'm from Columbus, Mississippi, down in the dirty sizzle. Y'all know what it is. I'm one of the personal trainers down here in this area. You know, I try to take people to a better level down here in the SIP. You know, we like collard greens, cornbread, fat back, neck bone, turkey neck, pig meat. You know, everybody got their own thing. You know, people like chicken, people like beef. But, you know, the only problem we got with the pig, it don't get as big as the elephant. You heard me?
Oh, my God.
Amen.
You get on my nerve. Listen, as y'all know, let me tell y'all something about my host. I picked them especially for this show because I needed a little bit of everything, a little gumbo, you know. And so now that was Fitness Ray. So as y'all can see, he is the comedian of the group. You understand me? Now, don't get me wrong, LB and Mary B, that's a married couple. So come on, Mary B, ladies first. Tell us a little bit about yourself.
It's me, Mary B. You are able to follow me on Instagram also for My Gospel Soul at It's Me, Mary B on IG. And I will be doing everything. I want to talk to everybody. I'm also going to be doing testimonials, but I'm also going to be bringing everything. So I just want to talk to you.
Just talk to you. Just a little talk with Mary B. All right, LB, come on. What's going on?
All right. How we doing today?
We doing good.
We good.
All right, amen. Ain't God good, everybody? Amen. If y'all don't know, y'all about to know, it's Larry B. Hold on, wait. I'll talk on a piece of rice. Okay. I ain't there yet, Fitness Ray. You got to work with me, all right?
Okay, you good.
Yeah, you got to work with me. Pray for me, okay? Pray for me. I need help, okay? I need help. I'm getting married, and I'm about, you know, I need to lose some weight, Fitness Ray. You get what I'm saying? So
First of all, LB, we are not on this show to get you some help, LB.
Okay. Is that only on Wednesday?
Okay, my bad.
All right.
LB, I'm gonna need y'all to speak into the mic. I'm gonna need you to speak into the mic because we're barely picking you up. But listen, LB, listen, I'm gonna tell you this once and for all, LB. Fitness Ray is in Mississippi. The crooked letter. He can't help you.
Hey, look, don't get it twisted now. I get on the road and come see you. Don't make it. What? I'll be on that highway. You need that much help. You heard me?
Do you need that much help, LB? We'll get it for you now. It's coming in a Mustang. We'll get it there.
I'm not scared of Mississippi. I used to be scared of Mississippi.
He's still scared of Mississippi.
Now listen. You're listening to My Gospel Soul Magazine with none other than Queenie, Fitness Ray, Mary B, and LB. Now, what I want to do, I don't want to prolong the time. So I'm going to start with Mary B. What you got for us in topics, Mary B? Let's get into it.
Who you said, LB or Mary B? I don't know what you said. Who you said?
See, that's why you need to be paying attention. I said Mary B.
Oh, you said Mary B. Okay.
Yeah. And you put Mary B on the line. See, that's what I'm talking about, Ed. But you got to put Mary on the line. Oh, Mary, put her on the line.
Okay.
Well, while she get ready, let's take a break. We're going to take a break to let our new host kind of get themselves together, you know.
Their phone. I'm sorry, y'all. You know, I got to upgrade my baby phone. Give me one second, y'all. Hold on.
I'll give you a second. We're going to take a break, and when we come back, we're going to get into the hot topics with none other than Mary B. This song coming to you is by K. Moore saying, Put God First, right here on My Gospel Soul Magazine.
When I hear dope beat, hit exactly what I do. Take the rhyme from my mind, put them to a tight flow. Get a praise to my God, cause he's always front row. And I'm nothing without the one who died. Jesus Christ, it's my life. Yeah, I say it with pride. There's no me what I hear, man, I know it's true. So, Lord, I'm at my best when I'm praising you. I'm the messenger of rap, mama named me Kim. So when you see K. Moore, I do it for him. Cause ain't no other in this world quite like my God, who puts me out the rough spots when my days are hard. In my heart, that's where your love resides. The joy that I have, I don't wanna hide. The mercies of the Lord every day are new. That's why I put God first in everything I do. It's all about God, not me or you. I praise God every day cause his love is true. Spin blue, spin the track, I spit the verse. And let you know that you a winner when you put God first. Say it's all about God, not me or you. I praise God every day cause his love is true. Spin blue, spin the track, I spit the verse. And let you know that you a winner when you put God first. I love to write a verse, never ever have to curse. Bragging about my living water, guaranteed to quench your thirst. When it comes to the kingdom, that's what we should seek first. Go ahead, other things, blessings, heal this first. And I'm a living witness to what God can do. Give him a chance in your life, watch his love change you. You'll be walking around smiling, acting so brand new. While his glory covers you like the morning dew. We have to put God first, he can never be last. Make him our present, our future, our past. With God we succeed, God can never fail. God first in your life, save your soul from hell. He wishes no man to perish, all to repent. Live holy and righteous. righteous to our Savior, your sin. Facts that claim his holy church, children, women, and men to see God face to face when we live again. It's all about God, not me or you. I praise God every day because his love is true. Big Blue, spin the track. I spit the verse and let you know that you a winner when you put God first. Say it's all about God, not me or you. I praise God every day because his love is true. Big Blue, spin the track. I spit the verse and let you know that you a winner when you put God first.
All right now. I don't know about you.
Look up.
I don't know about you. But see, that's how you get a show started. Now that we have broken the ice and everybody is, you know, comfortable and settled in, let's get into this show. Mary B, please, are you here? Are you with us? What's going on?
I'm here.
Okay, what you got for us today?
Okay, so today is day one of the impeachment trial that was signed in yesterday by Nancy Pelosi, and I was just trying to see how everybody feels about that.
Okay, first of all, I want if LB is close to Mary B, y'all spread out a little bit because it's giving me an echo. Okay, like go in two different rooms. Okay, all right. The impeachment. I hear you, Mary B. Talk to us again.
Yes, it is day one of the impeachment trial. It was signed in yesterday by Nancy Pelosi. CNN is reporting that the Senate held the normal procedures and the actual trial where the arguments will start with, between the Senate will be on Tuesday, January 21st. So how are you feeling about that, Pastor Dre?
Okay, I'm going to start this off. First of all, and I know we can't do nothing about it now. First of all, they didn't have no business putting Trump in there in the first place. And Trump, I'm just saying, what you put Trump in there, now he in there, and now you want him gone, and you having the hardest time getting rid of. Period. I heard this lady, somebody want to say something? Go ahead.
They're having the most difficult time getting him out.
Oh my God! I want to hear
Can I say something?
Yeah, go ahead.
I'm just gonna say, if Harris County had the same kind of procedures that the Senate has, I wouldn't have a criminal record I got right now. I just want to say that. I just want to go on record and say that. I mean, how you gonna have a trial and not have no witnesses? That's what I want to know.
Oh my God!
They have
no witnesses.
And they pulled all kind of witnesses out. They called out my old teachers and everything. They wanted to know when I sneezed in classrooms and when I went around with my shoes untied and everything like that. I said, Lord, I don't even have these people. They had a whole lot of witnesses out on me. And you tell me that you're going to impeach this man with never, you know, witnesses? We're going to have a trial, but we don't need no witnesses. We're going to take his word for everything. What kind of mess is this? In the Harris County, if somebody listening to me right now, Harris County courts need to adopt this procedure in their courroom, and then they need to overturn all of my convictions. I feel like it ain't right. I feel like it ain't right.
LB, don't need witnesses.
Why do I need witnesses?
Why do you LB, you making this?
Yes.
Listen,
yes.
LB,
I'm sorry. You know, the Lord told me. It ain't about me. It's not Wednesday. I got it. Okay, I'm gonna be quiet. Go ahead,
What you got to say about this thing right here?
Well, I just look at it like this. They put this man in office. This man has been in office doing all this crazy stuff all this time. But now it's almost time for the election to come anyway. It's too late to impeach him. Just go and get him out there and vote him out. I mean, all this extra impeachment and all that, by the time they get decided on what they're going to do, it's going to be election time.
Yeah, it's kind of like a black mama when the kid is over there, he just stay real late, and the black mama say, go on, let him sleep on, he can go ahead and sleep on the couch. You know, he can go ahead and sleep on the couch. You're just dealing with Trump. You can go ahead and sleep on the porch of the White House. Go on, you've been impeached. You know, this good. Go on, sleep. Sleep on the porch, you know. Sleep on the porch.
Well,
you know.
We wanted to go through where he can get time. That's what people are looking for. Where he's not even able to run for next year.
Oh, girl. Listen, I was watching Pelosi up there talking, and first of all, let's first address this. When she was up there talking, I was saying to myself, is she about to have a stroke or something? Is she about to pass out? She was having the most difficult time just through getting through that procedure. I was like, is she sick? And she, because she looked like she kept saying time over and over again. It's about time, and time is important. And all of this is time. I say, oh, my God, this lady is sick. We need to – that's why she have, you know, presented. Let's move on. Okay, let's get to the next topic before y'all get me in trouble. What's the next topic? What you got, Ray? Hold on, Mary. What you got, Ray? You got any topics?
Well, you know, I got this big thing, and I ain't trying to knock nobody. But, you know, when you got – I'm finna get on a fitness tip right now. Okay, don't trip. But
okay,
you got these kids that are like overweight, and nobody's really doing anything about these kids being overweight. I ain't trying to be mean. I talked to a lady today, and her daughter was sitting in the truck, and the whole front seat was leaning back like she was in the back seat.
Oh my God!
Overweight, and I'm like, hey, I ain't trying to be funny. When she opened the window, I was like, oh my God, who's that sitting over here? Is that the whole chair? Where you at? You in the back? I looked in the window, I'm like, man, what's in there? The whole season, like, they pulled it out, and she just sitting on the floor, just chilling. I'm like, golly, but my thing is, I'm sorry.
Wait, let's take a moment. A moment of silence.
Okay, my bad. I'm sorry.
Because I want to, first of all, I got to repent. I got to say, Lord, forgive me. But go ahead with the topic. Go ahead.
Yeah,
I'm ready.
But, you know, my thing is, these kids got to be doing something instead of... Why y'all still laughing? But no, I'm for real. These kids got to be doing something instead of sitting at home eating ho-hos and bun-buns and playing all these video games. And like in Christmas time, back when I was coming up, you look outside and the kids outside riding bikes, skateboards, skates. Now, don't talk about me. Talk like I'm in the 80s, in the 50s or something. But I ain't that old, but I'm just saying. Kids nowadays, you like outside for Christmas, like nobody outside. Everybody sitting in the house. You're like, why ain't nobody outside for Christmas? But the kids sit in the house and play video games and eat chicken all day. I seen kids eat whole chickens. I said, golly, what is that?
The whole chicken. Right. Not just eat the whole chicken, but drink the whole jug of Kool-Aid, the whole jug of juice,
what?
You know? You know the little dollar jug of juice you go to the gas station to get?
That's how you get a whooping. That's how you get the belly to drink the whole jug of Kool-Aid.
You know what, LB? We go, LB, pause.
I'm sorry.
Pause, LB. Listen, we came up in a time where we had recess. You know, we was going to run. I'm from the country. We ran up and down the hills and stuff, you know. People play basketball and don't tell nobody, but I was a tomboy. So I played, you know, throw up, tackle. I didn't say nothing about no flag football, you know. And y'all started that flag stuff in the city. I'm just saying.
No,
my God. But anyway, our grandmother used to make us get up and go outside. You know, you weren't finna sit up in the house with her.
And drink out the water
bottle,
you know? Too.
All right. And drink. Well, let's move on. Go ahead, fitness, Ray. I just wanted to just remind us that we used to run outside, man. We used to race each other. We used to, you know what I'm saying? We used to do all kinds of stuff, red light, green light.
Our kids still go outside. They love going outside. They still love video games, but they love going outside. They love running. They love playing. It just depends.
Baby, I mean, let's be honest on the air, baby. They go outside sometimes, okay? They go outside sometimes. They go outside and then they take 5-minute breaks. Every 5 minutes, they come in. I just wanted to get some water.
About our youngest. My oldest loves staying outside. It's, you know, it's different children, but.
Yeah, our youngest, he even found out about the word called Wi-Fi. That's all he need, okay? He found out about the word called Wi-Fi. That's all he need. You give him some good
LB.
Old Wi-Fi. He good.
LB, don't talk yourself into marital counseling and a fitness group. Don't do it.
Thank you.
You about to do it.
Hey,
when
you get off the radio, bro, just go in there, babe. I'm sorry.
She know what's
Thank
up.
You.
She know what's up. She
know
what's
up.
I was crazy.
Wait, you better.
Crazy
hey, LB, LB, don't make us turn this into a relationship counseling show because we race. But for real, I feel you, though. I feel you, though, LB, because with my son, well, he grown now, but I used to, he wouldn't play games. He wouldn't be in front of the TV. It wasn't until, like, he turned 17, 18, he decided to stay in the house and hook a game to my TV. And I was like, wait a minute, this ain't what we do. Then the next thing you know, I'm calling him from the other room to get me the remote that's sitting right by me. He won't even come out the room. You know, well, come give me a drink of water, even though the kitchen is closer to me than it is to him. He still won't come out the room.
It don't matter.
See, that's what I'm talking about. He ain't supposed to get up.
But
he ain't supposed to get up. What you mean? You sitting right there by the remote. Talking about, let me get the remote. What you look like? I wish you would call me in there. Talking about getting a remote, and you sit right there by the TV. You better get up and change the TV with your finger then. If you can't reach that remote, you better get over there and come.
Hey,
I have a question.
Listen.
Yeah.
Ain't no. Okay, so I'm listening.
I have a question. Are we talking about your youngest son, Mama?
No, we talking about Quaylen.
Okay, because I know Quaylen quite well, and Quaylen was the same one. I remember he was on punishment and still went outside. You looked at him and said, what you doing coming from outside?
Hey, LB.
I remember that. LB,
you going to be in marital counseling? You going to be in marital counseling and family counseling. You keep it up.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to put the business all out there, but I just remember that.
I got a question. All right, so Ray, you pointed out some things. So tell us how to get these children back active. What would you suggest?
We got to start doing stuff like instead of making them some kids frown on exercise when you tell them, hey, go do this, go do some push-ups, go do some sit-ups. Ain't nobody ever do no push-ups. You better go sit down, so I'm going to play by video. So you got to do something to make it fun. You got to make it fun. Make it a game, you know what I'm saying? Give them something to do that's going to be involve everybody. Don't just sit there and look at it. Boy, look at you. Look at you. You got a bristle on your chest. I don't know what you got going on. You need to do some push-ups or something. You can't just sit up there and ridicule him because he's going to be like, look at you sitting there looking like, but he ain't going to say it out loud, especially if you're overweight. But then that's why he don't weigh. He do no push-ups. I know, you know what I'm saying? He's sitting over there wearing that T-shirt. I can see his heart. I can see his blood pressure.
Yeah.
Exactly. But you got to do things to make it fun. You know, do something different with him. Take them. Matter of fact, even to just go to the park and just walk around. Just say, hey, let's go to the park. Let's go chill. Even though you're having a conversation with them about whatever, but walk around the track and don't let them realize that they're outside exercising, because just walking is just a good start. And eventually, if you watch them, they'll take off the running, playing games, chasing each other, doing different things. Now, true enough, when they get back the first lap, Baba, I'm so tired. My feet hurt.
Oh, Lord.
Will you carry me to the car? I'd be like, no, you better get on the car the best way you can then, because I'm finna go. But I'm just saying, you got to do something to make it fun, you know. So, like I said, you go, hey, how was your day today? Let's go to the park. Let's go look at the ducks or something. You know, even if you got what they call a duck pond or something with a bunch of ducks, take them out there and walk around the park. You ain't necessarily got to sit still. You ain't got to tell them, hey, go do some push-ups, go do some pull-ups on that jungle gym. If you watch them 9 times out of 10, they're going to run over there and do it anyway. It's going to get them outside because that's what is something to do. But if you try to tell them, hey, boy, look at you sitting at your stomach. You got your stomach stick out far in your butt, dude. I'm just trying to say, you sitting out there looking over there. Get away from that table, you know what I'm saying? You got to – and then limit what they eat. Some people like kids to – They just let them go eat and eat and eat and eat.
McDonald's and all that.
Man, everything. You go in their room, they got Happy Meal plates up under the bed, paper plates under the bed, candy wrappers, drinks, sodas. You told that boy don't get in that soda. He got about 10 cans up under the bed. Why? Because he's hiding it. But, I mean, if you're going to do it, don't make it like it's a job, you know what I'm saying? Make it like it's fun.
Yeah.
Take them for a walk in the park. Take them for a walk anywhere. Just walk in the mall. Just say you want to go walk to the mall because you got to walk from one end to the other, right? So give them something to do and let them walk around and don't hinder them. Don't hinder them. Let them get out and be active because a lot of kids now are not active like they used to. These video games are holding the kids back. And a lot of these kids now are having health problems real early. I'm not just blaming exercise. I'm blaming what's in the food, too. But a lot of these kids are having health problems early. You're hearing kids having heart attacks and dying playing sports and
heart
stuff
attack.
Like that shouldn't be happening.
Exactly.
And it's crazy because you got kids playing football and they're on the field having heart attacks, really.
Or
in the Army. They joined
and
the military
basketball.
At a young age. And basketball, that's right. And you got kids young, they joined the military, and they can't run as long because the drill sergeant drilling them. And I've been in the Army before, and I've heard of soldiers dying in basic training because they're not in condition. The drill sergeant pushing. So now they're not allowed to push the soldiers like they used to because of these soldiers dying in the past. So the soldiers now have what they call it's like a rest card. They get a 10 or 15 minute break when they say drill sergeant, I'm tired. Man, what you going to do? And I asked a guy a while back when I first heard about that. I said, well, if you're in war and somebody's shooting at you, what you going to do, hold that card up and tell them, hold on, bro, I need a rest. They're going to shoot that card up out your hand. You're going to be asleep. You're going to get a permanent rest. Give me 5 minutes. You know what I'm saying? Hold on, bro. Stop shooting. Hold up. Time out.
Time out.
But, I mean, if you're going to do it, you know, I hate to see – kids out here, and I ain't gonna lie, I used to live in Texas. I did a career day at one of the schools, and this oh my God, this Mexican kid, I don't mean to talk about people, but this little boy was sitting in the desk, half of him was in the desk, and the other half was just standing up by himself, just chilling on the side.
Oh my God.
He was too big for the desk. I was like, oh my God, this kid shouldn't be that big. I'm just saying, I used to work in a gym in Texas, and the lady come in, and I'm like, ain't no way that little girl looking like that. And she about 3 years old. You can roll her down the hallway. I'm like, oh, my God.
Yeah, morbidly obese. And
obese.
The crazy thing is a lot of parents are using food to parent.
That's right.
To parent. They're using the tablets. It's toddlers that know how to work a tablet. You understand?
Yes.
And the one thing I do want to say on that topic before we move to the next topic, LB, get ready because I want to know what topic you got. But the one thing I do want to say is, and somebody's echoing, we need to start early training them to eat vegetables, training them to eat, steamed vegetables and to drink water. You know, to drink water.
That's right.
You know, we train in the Black culture, we train children that they have to have taste. They have to have some type of sweetness in their drink, and it has to be colored. It don't matter that it's killing you. Yeah, it got to be red or it got to be grape, you know.
Well, it got to be
orange, and so we have trained them, but if we think about it and start early, we can train them now to love water. You can train them now to love vegetables. You could bring them up eating right, you know.
That's right.
Bible did say train up a child. I'm just saying.
The thing is, you know, kids don't like to drink water, but just remember, always remember, the minimum is 8 glasses a day. It didn't say if you're 10 years old or 20 years old, it says 8 glasses a day. Now, you can't get waterlogged or get too much water, but, you know, my grandbaby, 4 years old, all he wants is water. He won't drink nothing but water. And like she was talking about these kids and these tablets, my four-year-old come in there and be like, he get on his tablet, Paw Patrol. Tablet pop up all kind of
Paw Patrol.
He want to show you, Paw Patrol. I be like, ain't no way this boy called us out. But it just, we got to get more involved with our kids and making them do more things to stay healthier because these kids dying at young ages like that, it shouldn't be happening. And it's bad. And I can't just blame. It is exercise, but it's also what these people are putting in the food, too. That's a big part, too.
Yeah.
Because ain't nothing natural no more. Everything's growing. You go in the grocery store, the chicken look like turkeys. You're like, golly, what that chicken
looks like?
It's like
turkey. Or some form, you know, sometimes they just weird looking. Now, LB, because we've been on this topic, and y'all, I could talk about this one all night, but I'm not going to do it. LB, what do you have for us today?
Well,
tonight.
I just want to talk about one thing because I really feel some type of way. So...
Oh, LB, you serious?
No,
are
very
you
putting... serious, you all. This is very
okay.
serious.
Okay, all right, LB. All right, okay.
I was at work.
Okay.
I was at work.
Uh-huh.
And I realized that Martin Luther King holiday was coming up.
Oh, yeah.
And I talked to my supervisor, and I said, Stoop, Martin Luther King holiday is coming up. And she said, yeah, but we still have to work. I'm outraged. I'm outraged.
The bank? But the banks are closed on MLK Day here in Houston.
Yeah, the call tonight. The banks are closed.
We
the call tonight. Ain't that something? Ain't that something? I don't see why you got to pay your mortgage on Martin Luther King holiday. I just don't understand. You ain't pay your mortgage by now. It's too late, okay? You got the late fee already. Pay your mortgage later. I don't understand why you
okay.
got to pay your mortgage on Martin Luther King Day.
Why you got to pay it on Martin Luther King Day? That's what I feel.
Right.
I feel.
I don't understand it. I'm gonna have attitude with customers that whole day because Martin Luther King holiday, and I'm sitting up here at work, and it's illegal. It's illegal to make people work on Martin Luther King holiday. I don't know where the law is, but I know it's a law somewhere. We got to look in the Constitution. Because I know it's a law somewhere that thou should not work on Martin Luther King holiday. I bet you the founding father wrote that in somewhere. I'm going to look it up. But I'm telling you right now, I'm very outraged.
Hold on, LB. What founding father? What father founded? What father founded? As soon as you find the fathers, as soon as you find the fathers that founded it, I want you to send me their names. Because as soon as you find the fathers that founded it, thou shalt not work is on MLK Day. As soon as you find them, I want you to send me their name. Because I'm gonna Google all of them. Because I believe that you have been done wrong. I believe that a wrong has been done to you.
I believe so, too. But I do love my job, though. Let me say that before I don't have a job anymore. I do love my job. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
But that is cold blooded, because they'll celebrate George Washington's birthday before they celebrate Martin Luther King.
Oh yeah.
Let's talk about it.
Oh yeah.
Let's talk about it. But I know there's some holidays I had off. And you know, that's the thing. I remember.
Wait. You know I'm about to go here, LB.
Go there.
And then they gave that liar. They still giving that liar a holiday. Columbus didn't discover nothing.
I had that holiday off. I had Columbus Day off. That's what I'm saying, too. I had Columbus Day off. I forgot which one it was. Because, you know, I really didn't pay attention when I had it off. But I had the holiday off. And now you're going to make me work on Martin Luther King's birthday. I'm outraged.
Hey, where you say you work at again?
I work for the bank. I can't tell you which bank because I still want to have a job when I get off the air.
I ain't mad at you. Look, this is what you do. On that day... You walk in there with your T-shirt on saying, Happy Birthday, Martin Luther King, and Martin Luther cups and everything, and just surround your desk with everything, Martin Luther King, and sit back when they tell you to do some work, be like, look, I'm on break.
Amen.
That's what I was going to tell you. And tell them your religion, you tell them your religion, your faith. Your faith says that on Martin Luther King Day, you cannot work.
Thou shalt not.
Thank you for calling on Martin Luther King's Day. This is Larry. How may I help you?
Put your Bible on the desk, start reading. So when people walk up to the desk, they be like, oh, Lord, I got the Bible.
Matter of fact, get you a speaker and download or go to YouTube and play his speech alive.
I have a dream that all black people and white people alike. Yeah.
You know what? I'm going to walk in the building saying the speech from the top of my head. That's what I'm going to do.
You better.
I'm going to walk in the building.
He's like LB. LB. LB, don't you lead off with that. Because guess what that your supervisor is going to say? And you are free. Free to go home.
Hey, that's when you have your backup. You got your picket sign in the car. So when she sends you home, just stand outside in front of the bank and say, Martin Luther King, I got fired on Martin Luther King birthday. I ain't had nothing else to do.
Oh,
I could have got
fired
for stealing boxes.
Oh, it's be time to go live, babe. You got to go live.
Yeah, that would be going live.
We will get
Jesse Jackson and Operation Push.
Is
and
Al Sharpton.
Everybody's
going to
be out there.
Go ahead.
Even Mike Tyson gonna be out there talking about that's ludicrous.
Listen, just put a My Gospel Soul shirt on. That's all I ask. My Gospel Soul shirt on. Look,
you said don't do it.
Okay, LB, we didn't have to help you all this whole show.
I don't know I need help though.
Yeah. Now let's go back. Let's go back to your wife, because you. First of all, we got a man. This because you, your wife, if she was in on distance, she probably about to slap you upside your head. But I ain't gonna let her do it. I can't stop her because I ain't there. Mary B, tell us what's going on. Did you have another topic, girl? Let's get into it.
Yes, but first of all, I'm being nonviolent because it's Martin Luther King Day coming up. So he's getting a pass. But
free at last.
Free at last. Oh, Lord Almighty. Free at last.
The topic that I wanted to discuss, because it was so important to me, was that nice ginger-haired prince that's over there in the UK that married that nice, you know,
black-ish.
Yes, the queen, and
queen.
It was being too much, and she was being harassed by the media, so they decided to move to Canada and step down from their duties, and everybody was saying how romantic that was and how he was choosing her, and he was saying how important it was because his mother died by being harassed by media and paparazzi and things of that nature, and he said he's not going to let his wife go through that.
Yeah,
so,
you know what I didn't like about that? You know what I didn't like about
what?
That? The fact that they in the media, they tried to make it seem like that woman he got. Look at, she didn't ruin his, ruined him, you know. And I told my husband, I was like, in a way, that man, she could have changed his mind up like that. He thinks for himself. And a lot of times that's what people say. You so-called married a wrong person, or the person folk don't approve of, they the one that's changing you and all this kind of stuff. That man,
right?
Listen, that ginger, like you say, ginger hair. Well, the prince, he didn't want to be there in the first place. That was before he married her. He was out wilding out and everything before he got married to her. So it's like she probably gave him the confidence to pursue being free.
Yes, he just needed his ride or die.
Yeah. So let's get on that. Let's talk about that. LB, I'm going to call you last because I'm talking about this ride or die. Let me hear what Ray got to say about a ride or die.
Ride or die. You mean as in?
Now, wait a minute. I'm talking about as a relationship. How do you feel? How do you feel about the phrase? If just get Mary B, I just want the phrase. I wanna just hear how everybody feel about that phrase. Ride or die.
Yes, definitely. It's definitely different definitions.
Well, it's a.
I guess it's a good definition. I mean, I guess it's a good way to put it, you know, for somebody that's going to have your back 100%. Now, you know, true enough, it don't mean exactly that because, you know, ain't nobody been stepping in front of no bullet. Somebody's shooting at your spouse. Ain't nobody been stepping no bullet. Tell me, hold up. What you shooting at her for, man? Please, if she don't duck when I duck, it's over with. But no, nah, I'm just saying.
You got to testify.
Lies.
Hey, look, I'm just saying.
You... Wait a minute. This went somewhere else. Hold on. Hold on.
What?
Hold on, guys. Hold on now.
I'm sorry. My bad.
And LB is co-signing. Hold on now. So you mean to tell me if somebody is coming after you?
Okay, can we be honest? Can we be
okay,
honest?
Okay, I want to hear this. I got to hear this.
Can we be honest, Mama?
Yeah,
can we
ahead,
be honest
be
for
honest.
A moment? Okay, we can be honest for a moment. I'm going to tell the truth. I'm going to tell the truth. My grandfather used to say, tell the truth or shame the devil. So I'm going to go ahead and tell the truth, okay?
Wait, LB. Your wife is on the line.
She knows the story, though. She knows the story.
Oh, she knows it. Okay, I'm just saying.
I'm going to take you back to when me and Mary, from around the time me and Mary first met. We first started talking. We were fresh in the relationship. Everything was going very good. We used to go out on dates and see each other every day. And I was very active in the kids' life. And
he was
birthdays,
still
and the birthdays were coming up.
Oh,
and I told her, baby, I want to make sure the kids have a great birthday. Now, I wasn't going to pay no lot of money for it. You know I'm cheap. But I wanted to make sure they had a good birthday. So... I said, let's do a pool party, right? My cousin had a nice pool at his apartment, and it was a nice little pool. It had a little river along the side of it, and everything with the little tent above the pool, and it had a little tent outside with the little couches and the chairs, and it was a really nice-looking pool. Okay, now, I didn't know San Antonio too well, so I didn't know which parts of the hood and which ones weren't. Nobody told me. Nobody said, hey, that might be a nice pool, but that's the hood. Nobody told me that, okay? So we had a pool party for the kids, and everything was nice. We done had a little pizza, had a little drinks and everything. And then next thing you know, these Negroes came out there, and they started fighting.
Oh, wow.
So, yes, they started fighting. So we get all the kids out the pool. All the kids, get out the pool, get out the pool, get out the pool, right? So... the kids get out the pool, they leaving, and then I'm trying to get to my keys so we can leave too. And Mary walks out the gate. I'm still inside the gate because I'm waiting on my cousins. I get my keys so we can go to my car, get out of Dodge. These people still fighting. Next thing you know, I'm about to walk out the gate to be where my girlfriend is, of course. And I hear this dude say, why you got a gun? And I'm like, dude, got a gun? So I said, I'm not going to walk out this gate just yet. So then, next thing I know, he said, put the gun down. This dude goes, pop, 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 in the air. Now, I stay around to look and see who he was shooting at, if he was shooting in the air, what was going on. Okay, I might be a big dude, but when I hear gunshots, I know how to run, okay? I'm from Chicago. That's the only way you can survive in Chicago. You know how to run when you hear gunshots. Okay, so I heard gunshots and I ran, okay? Now, I did not think about the fact that my girlfriend was outside the gate, standing right next to the shooter. I didn't think about the fact that it just slipped my mind. And she looked around and said, where you at? And I'm all the way on the other side of the gate thinking about who apartment I'm going to run into and hide. You got to run. And she was like, why you all the way over there? I said, baby, I thought you ran. You
I don't run.
They were shooting over there. What you mean?
Tell the truth, baby. Why you ain't run? Why you ain't run, baby? Tell the truth. Tell the truth and shame the devil. Tell the truth and shame the devil. Don't try to shut me up now. Tell the truth.
Oh, okay. So first of all, he left me. That's number one. That's the first point.
I did not leave. You left me. You outside the gate.
He left me. That was the first point. The second point was I wasn't going to run because, number one, I'm not scared of guns. Number two,
Well, God.
The guy, he liked me. So I felt safe, you know. I wasn't in any danger. Other people were in danger.
Wait, slow down.
Before the guy tried to shoot up the pool.
Married couple, y'all not just for the past setup. I got to see some things in there that just wasn't right. Mary B, you were standing by the shooter. The shooter was not good. You're not, first of all, you're not scared of guns. Okay.
No, I'm not.
I'm going to.
Second thing I heard
was Mary B said the shooter liked her.
Yeah.
Wasn't going to shoot her.
Uh-uh.
I want to stay there a moment.
You want to start from the beginning when he put me in danger? Hold on.
This is all crazy. I ain't trying to be. But you say you ain't scared of guns, right?
I'm not.
Okay. I understand. I hear you, but you ain't gotta be scared of it before to put you to sleep.
Oh no.
Number two, you said the man like you, right?
No, most suicide victims were all there. So the guy originally, he tried to talk to me not knowing anything. So he had originally tried to talk to me. And so that's why when the altercation happened with the other male and I was standing right there, he was like, oh, no, you're straight. Because I saw him pull the gun out and he was like, oh, you're good. And I was like, oh, okay, well, I'm good.
I wasn't, and he left me. That's a major point. No one's paying attention. Now that's what I want to talk about. Elby, I didn't know if this was the one guy that revealed something. So you're saying that she was collateral damage. She wasn't, you know, ride or die right then. It was just.
I mean, you know,
ride.
You know that. Yeah, you know, you had to take. She was at the ride part, but we ain't got to the die yet. You get what I'm saying? You know, we was at the ride part. We could ride places, but we ain't got to the die part. You know what I'm saying? I mean, we had just met. You know what I'm saying? We was like taking around and everything, but I didn't know this was gonna be my wife or nothing like that. So, you know, they start shooting.
I'm gonna have to ride with him on this one. I'm sorry. Don't be mad at us, you know. But look, here's the deal. And I'm gonna be, here's my thing. I told somebody, I said, you know, if I'm married and we on a cruise, and you know, I seen Titanic, and if they say this thing about to go down, you better get to the lifeboat because I'm going to the lifeboat. So I don't know about you. I'm not gonna go look for you. And if you ain't on the lifeboat, when they be talking about where my wife at, she back there in the kitchen. Well, she better come on because I'm finna go. You hear me? Because I ain't going down in all that water with you by myself. I'm just saying. And then,
for him to take off when the gunshots took off,
I mean, I probably would have been with him too. Like, they shooting over there. I need to go over this side over here because that's where all the bullets coming from. So, you know, me personally, he just. Hey, look, I probably sat on the other side of him like, shoot, bro, look, we need to go out the other door.
He didn't even look for me, Pastor Jeff. Make sure, you know.
That's what I'm saying, you know. Okay.
Baby, I did look for you. As soon as that man stopped shooting, and I realized I'm gone, I came and I looked for you.
and he was at the point where he was going to jump a gate. He was going to jump a gate, and I was still on the other side of the other gate. He really didn't care.
Who said big man can't jump?
I just don't even.
Lord.
You know what? I just don't even know what to say right now. And I understand. I mean, I can see all 12 of these perspectives. I can see it. I can see all of them, you know. Bertrand, LB, you didn't know that it was the ghetto. Oh my God. The Titanic going down.
Oh my God, so much.
It's so much. I'm going to process this after we get off. Okay. I'm scared. I'm scared to ask.
But
there'll
you know
be
what,
if he
though,
got
if
another
the Titanic
topic.
Did happen. If the Titanic
oh,
did
God.
Happen, I'm going to make sure that somebody get her. Can somebody go get my wife, please? She ain't a kid. Can somebody please go get her?
Wait.
That's what I'm talking about.
You're
can
not
somebody get her because I ain't going.
Can somebody go get
I'll meet
her?
I'll meet on the mainland.
Meet on the mainland. You're going to look for her on dry land, right?
Oh, yeah. So when we get to the land.
You're going to be at one. The boat has docked and you got a picture out talking about, have you seen this lady?
Have you seen my wife?
Have you seen
my wife? And I'm going to cry, too. I'm going to cry, too. But I'm like, have y'all seen my wife? She was on that boat
with us, but I
didn't see her.
Last time I saw her, she was on the Lido deck.
I yelled for her, but she didn't answer.
Y'all all need prayer. Yeah.
Baby.
Let's move on, because y'all, I just wasn't ready for tonight. I wasn't ready. Okay, any more topics? Because this one right here just went completely left. My son done left his wife to drown.
She was a girlfriend,
in the Titanic.
She was just a girlfriend,
Ray
and I
wife,
did not know.
I was just a girlfriend.
Ray wife is in the kitchen playing a violin while the ship is sinking. I just don't know.
You gotta pull that car, I said. Come on.
See, no. LB, what you got? You got anything else? Mary B, you got anything else?
No, I have no other hot topics.
All right, well, guess what? Oh, those were some good topics.
You know what? I have. Can I bring up a topic really quick?
Okay, we got five minutes, LB.
Cool. Let's do the topic really quick, okay? Super Bowl time
right.
is coming.
Yes,
the Dallas Cowboys are not in the Super Bowl. Let's be honest. The Baltimore Ravens are not in the Super Bowl. Let's be honest. Amen.
Mm.
Amen.
Amen.
You all, please.
Amen.
Let's talk about what you bring to a Super Bowl party, okay? Let's talk about the dishes that's appropriate to bring to a Super Bowl party. Okay, because I'm tired of it. Salad do not belong at a Super Bowl party. I'm sorry, Fitness Ray, but it don't. It don't. Okay.
Wait a minute, LB. We just said eat better. Why does salad don't belong at the Super Bowl party?
On Super Bowl?
Why we can't have hot wings with a side of salad?
We can have the ranch, but we don't need the salad.
Well, look, I wouldn't bring a salad. I just bring a bowl of onions or something. You know what I'm saying? Put two forks on there and just mix them up. Like, put two forks in there, just like we're mixing a salad right there. We're mixing that. Here we go. Anybody want some of these onions? Get some of these onions over here. You know what I'm saying?
That's what I do.
Okay, good.
Also, another thing, another rule for Super Bowl parties. Another rule.
Okay.
If you cannot cook, bring chips and dip. Okay.
All the time.
No. I got a rule.
You can't go wrong.
I got a rule. If you don't know that them ribs are done all the way through, don't bring them.
Hey,
I don't want to cut. I don't want to bite a rib and it's bleeding. I don't want to do it. If you did not barbecue before Super Bowl, don't practice. For Super Bowl.
Right.
Don't
Amen.
Practice. We don't
right,
want
right,
don't
man.
Practice. I'm serious. Listen. If you don't make hamburgers at home or sliders at home, don't make sliders for the Super Bowl party. Well,
you right,
everybody
because... Go ahead. Free.
No, go ahead.
Free.
Go ahead. It's because
somebody like me. If I eat it and it's bad, oh, you're going to get it. Who brought this rib up in here? The thing is still moving.
And y'all, raisins do not belong to potato salad. They don't.
Huh?
You do not put raisins in potato salad.
Wait. Oh, I got to get. Oh, my God.
You
Why
right.
do people put raisins in the potato salad. Who stopped and said, let's add raisins? I know what this is missing. It's missing raisins. Who did that?
That's bad.
I found out from my Mexican friend that they consider that a salad, so that's why raisins is in it. Because it says potato salad. Yes, so they consider it a salad, not like how we consider it, you know.
Oh my God.
I'm trying to figure out. Just because it says salad, where the raisin part come in there? I don't even put raisins in my regular salad. I mean,
a lot of people
raisins, almonds, dates, you know, that kind of thing in salads. It's healthy. All I'm saying is we're going to have a discussion with some of our Hispanic friends to let them know that. That's illegal.
That ain't part of that.
Y'all,
I can say this.
That's a violation of our civil rights.
Good
but
for you.
Let's not
stick to whatever culturally good for you.
But LB.
Yes.
We have brought up Hispanics, but not in a racist manner. But white people put raisins and all kinds of foreign things.
White people can't cook, period. That's the thing. White people can't cook.
Don't say that, because Paula Deen works herself into diabetes behind it. Come on now, Paula Deen. Paula Deen took all these black folks took all their recipes. You understand me? Then she messed up to call somebody that N-word, baby, and the London Bridge ain't falling down on her, but that woman could go. I'm serious.
Yes, quickly.
I'm serious. Now,
how her parents used to talk to people.
First and foremost.
She said she know Oprah. She's friends with her.
No. First of all, she can't say she didn't know better when you. Let me stop, because I want to stay safe. I love the Lord. You don't know better. Come on, Paula Deen. I could believe that she didn't know better, because I looked at how big her hair be, and she should have known better about that, but she did.
Yeah, that's
so,
definitely racist.
Stop the madness.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. You should have thought.
I'm trying to be good. My son know I'm a mess, but I'm trying to be good. Ray, I wanted to talk a little bit about what you said earlier about the I've experienced that, where a person is so big that they are sitting in the back seat. They are literally sitting. I just wanted to say, and the whole front seat is laying flat. And I was saying to myself, when I saw it, I said, when did you decide, as you let that seat back, nowhere in there did you decide, I got to get healthy, this is too much, I'm doing too much. And then you still driving to the drive-thru, and they open the back window so you can order.
Something
wrong. We never address this, and we try to be nice when we do this, but your family, I saw that, 600 pounds something. I forget the name of the show.
100 pounds.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And the people be so big that people rolling them over and tearing the wall out to get them out the, you get what I'm saying? It's like, where do we decide to grab a hold of our, you know, what's going on? But, you know, I know it's a lot of other factors that weigh in, you know, depression and all of these things.
Right. Some people eat what they have, what they call depression eating or anger eating, and people don't, they compensate those people, because some people don't want to deal with them. So if they're fussing or frustrated, and they say, baby, a hamburger, or they go out and get something to eat, they just bring them something to eat and be through with it. They don't worry about, ain't nobody going to say brave bell salad, put some raisins in it. But they're going to, you know what I'm saying, they're going to have about 3 or 4 Big Macs, you know what I'm saying?
You're wrong,
I mean, you going there.
I got that.
I'm just saying, ain't nobody going to go out there and be asking for no steak. You know, they're going to ask for 3 or 4 Whoppers, you know, about 3 orders of fries and a Diet Coke. Like, that's supposed to change
oh
the whole scenario.
Oh, my God, I've seen it before.
And that's crazy. So people got to understand that health – people don't. I got this thing about people having a healthy way of life, and if you go and change your eating and change your habits, you'll have a healthier way of life. And then people wait to the last minute to try to do something to change it.
Yeah,
and
look, right. I knew a guy that. I think it's also too about your support system and the people that you are surrounded with. Because if you are bedridden or whatever and you constantly gain weight, somebody bringing you that food, you know.
Yes.
And I've seen people fix people's plates that can't even stand up. They put 4 and 5 pieces of fried chicken. You know, half the plate is potato salad, no raisins. You know, cornbread, greens on top of it all. You understand me? And then got big old soda pop. Listen, watch this. And the cup cup they got from McDonald's. So now they finna fill this up with ice and pull me to fill this up with some soda. You know, it is we don't like to say it, but in our culture, because I'm black, so I'm going to deal with us, it's a culture thing. We eat to celebrate things. We eat when we mourning, you know, because what we about to do after the funeral, everybody about to get together and eat.
Everybody go eat.
She graduating from college. We about to get together and eat.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
That's right.
The family reunion, we about to get together and eat, you know? Now,
a lot of times people get depressed. People that are trying to lose weight, they get depressed because they're not seeing the results they want to see. And when they go to looking at the scale every day, looking in the mirror every day, and not seeing any results, because most people fail, and some people just give up.
And they
don't have a support system or somebody to say, look, we got to keep trying, don't let that stop you, blah, 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 we got to keep moving. How about we go take a walk today? How about we do some things together? How about we go in the kitchen and play cards? I don't care if you walk out the bedroom to the kitchen or bedroom to the mailbox, you know, do something to kind of keep moving, because I've seen situations where people, their weight plays a big part on your knees. And that's why most people can't get around, because they're too heavy. And it's not a good thing. I've had people in the past when I was training in Texas, this lady was like, I'll sign up for training if you can guarantee me that I'll lose 150 pounds in 3 months. I said, ma'am, I'm sorry, I can't help you. Because I said 150 pounds, you're trying to lose a whole human body in 3 months. That's not even physically possible unless you're on crack. But and the lady was like, you know, she was like, if you can't guarantee me that, I'm not gonna sign up for training. I said, well, I'm not one of those trainers that is out for your money. I'm out to help make sure you have a better way of life. But if I go and just take your money, anybody take your money, and then you don't get no results. But I got paid. You see what I'm saying? But that means.
Yeah.
And I got a rule, me being a trainer, I'm not like other trainers. If I'm training you and you're not doing what I tell you to do, I will fire you. I will get rid of you.
Yeah.
And people don't understand that. I've had people ask me, huh?
Now, I want us to put a pin in that. I want, Mary B, please write down Lizzo, because I want
her to get it like me.
We will. I want us to do a topic on her next week. Well, let me take that back. I can't guarantee that I will. But I love you, and I want you to know I love you, Mary B. I want you to know it. But I want us to talk about that because, you know, I believe that it's okay to be confident. I really, really do. But it's also okay to be healthy. You know, and a lot of things that people are doing today. And we're about to get off the air because we done went over time. But I just want to throw this out there. We joke, we laugh, and all of these different things, but Fitness Ray is serious about health. He's serious about it. And it's not good when you walk 10 steps and you are breathing hard. You're sitting still, woke and snoring. Something's wrong with that. So that's not healthy. That's a sign. So if you're listening to the show, I'm going to have Fitness Ray to give his information just in case you want to get in contact with him. You may not be able to get to him or anything like that, but he maybe can give you some helpful hints on how to get started, because it's very important to get started. You know, sometimes people get discouraged because they look at the whole journey at one time. But right. I've learned that take your first step. So Fitness Ray, give your information, and then we out. How about that?
All right. If you want to contact me, Fitness Ray, you can contact me at fitnessevolution350@yahoo.com. You can message me at any time. Even if you want to call me, you can call me at 662-497-6807. Again, 662-497-6807. You can call me at any time or email me. I will help you with any and everything that you may need.
All right. That has been My Gospel Soul Magazine with Queenie, Fitness Ray, Mary B, and LB. Always needing help with something. And we'll talk to you next Thursday. Don't forget to share the show with someone. You can go to blogtalkradio.com/My Gospel Soul. Share a show. All right. We love you. Peace out.